Hey guys, this is Rubab Podcast, and today we are in here to talk about some pretty interesting topic, and I can see my boys are pretty pumped up for today. Kinsley Hemans in here with my guys, the Team Rubab guys. We've got Nani, Joey, Derek, Jonathan in here to talk about something very interesting. I can't say it now, so my boys have introduced themselves, so I'm going to leave an introduction to them. Nani, what's up?
Charlie Adele.
What's up, Charlie? I didn't say today you jaded around that.
New looks, bro.
Straight up, you're going to Derek.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
The apps come.
Charlie, which apps? I know, small. Charlie,
Joey.
Yo, my nigga.
Joey.
Why is it?
Correct
me when you mention. But I do cool, make face. Oh, you're going. This week, mommy, I'm not sure.
That's why your face made like.
You see that?
Johnson, Charlie. Johnson, what's up?
Yeah, I'm cool.
Charlie, why also?
You see, our fans from the US were complaining about our language.
Guys, about today's topic, or today's episode, we're gonna keep it strictly English, because we've got listeners outside, and with our previous episode, forgive us for going too local on our dialects. I learned some people have to Google the stuff we said, just understand, just keep up with what we're saying. But so we're keeping it strictly English, we're going English straight. And I can see my boys have got their accents ready. Their British accents, their American accents. Some people have been carrying Accra accents, Igbe accents, and everything, Charlie. The answer say it's English, right? Yeah, straight English. So, on today's topic, we're going to be talking about friendship and relationship. Okay, just as you guys know, Rubab is more like a teen entertainment podcast where we talk about fun stuff and social stuff, and we get into educational stuff too. We get to educate the people that are listening. We can't just be educative. We have to bring up some fun stuff. If I talk about social stuff in a fun way, so that's why we are here. And I don't know how we're going to do this, but I'm going to hit everyone one after the other to give us, should I say full scope, give us their mind, right? What they think about today's topic, right? So, as usual, Nani is starting for us. Nani is going to let us know, because this afternoon he looks so heat up, like Nani heat. we are going straight up to Nani. So Charlie, killer, it's in your hand, though.
All right. So our topic here today is all about friendship and then relationship.
Yeah.
All right. So to start, let's do it this way. Okay. So I'll define friendship and then I'll define relationship, and then later we'll now delve deep into. All right, so I'm defining what friendship is, yeah? So friendship is a state of mutual trust and support between allied nations. Friendship could also mean the emotions or conduct of friends, the state of being friends, and also a relationship of mutual affection between people. Yeah, so when we talk about friendship, it's all about a mutual trust and support between two or more people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or two or more groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we come to relationship is the way in which two or more people or things are connected, or the state of being connected. It could also mean the state of being connected by blood or marriage.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. And also an emotional and sexual association between two people.
So if I'm getting it right, not dating is not relationship. Relationship can be anything which has connection. Or
that has connection.
Anytime when two guys, a girl is dating sexually, or do you get what I'm saying?
Okay, so that is where my third definition comes in, that it's an emotional and sexual association between two people. That is a guy and then a girl, a male and a female, mm-hmm. between Kofi and Amma, between Sarah and John, between...
Why do you always use Kofi and Amma when you're
a girl? You know, in Africa, yeah, the system, yeah. So that is where my third definition for relationship comes in, as an emotional and sexual association between two people. Mm-hmm. So that is where the bond
of 1844.
So that is where the bond comes in. You get it. So if we are to differentiate between friendship and then relationship, mm-hmm. we would say that friendship is an friendship involves two individuals, mm-hmm. you get it, that are not dependent on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they share a joyful bond among themselves.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
So there is a difference between
friendship and a relationship. So that is what I'm delving into right now. Okay. So friendship involves two individuals who are not dependent on each other,
mm-hmm.
and they share a joyful...
So if I'm getting right, see, can I have someone say, what's the relationship between this? I'd be like, I'm just friends. Like, we are just friends.
Yeah. So that is, you know,
meaning
they have
no,
yeah, they are not dependent on, they are not other. Dependent on each other, you mm. get it, but they share that joyful bond among mm. themselves, you get it.
So friendship and the relationship are different in their own way.
Yeah, they are two different things in their own way.
Mm.
You know, and then a relationship could have friendship in it.
Okay, that means, that's what I'm trying to say, is that friendship is under relationship.
Yeah, friendship is under relationship.
So they are not different.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are not different, but they are similar.
Okay.
You get it.
But one is having more, it's like...
One has
hype than the other.
Yeah, if we should say it that way.
It's like you move from a stage to another stage.
Another stage.
Ah, okay, yeah, but okay. Some people too rely on the first stage and so, will not try to enter.
So the difference between friendship and relationship, as I said earlier, friendship, you know, has that two individuals, yeah, that come together to share a joyful bond among themselves. Whilst relationship involves two people who are interdependent. You get it, who are interdependent and have commitment between themselves. When we say something is interdependent, it means they depend on each other.
Ecosystem,
what I was talking about friendship, yeah, I told you about friendship that involves two individuals who don't depend on each other.
But
with relationship, we have two individuals who do what? Who depend.
On each other.
So they are interdependent on each other. And there's a commitment.
Mm.
You know when there's commitment, you know. So there's a commitment between the two.
Nah.
Yeah. So that is where you'd bring the Kofi and Amma thing inside. It's your question that you asked me earlier on. Yeah. Saying people normally classify relationship as boyfriend, girlfriend, dating, that thing. Yeah.
So Joey and the other girl, no, their one, is it friendship?
I would have to ask Joey. Joey.
So that girl, you know.
Many girls.
So as I said earlier, yeah, that's the difference between friendship and relationship.
Okay, so that was Nani, and we were gonna move straight to Joey, because the way Joey has that, his face there. If he doesn't talk right now, Joe will kill me here. Oh, Joey.
Yeah, so my brother has said a lot. Like, relationship and friendship, they are two different things. But if you don't really take time, you won't understand what you are into.
Mm-hmm.
So me, I would take friendship as a mutual affection. Like, psychologically.
Hey.
Yeah.
Psychologically?
Yeah, like, it's psycho...
Hey.
You bab that thing.
Hey.
I don't know, but this is how it is.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we have physical like changes on everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if I friend Kwesi,
mm-hmm.
and I work with him, whatever I do with him is normal friending, psychological way. Like,
so,
in
so
the
what,
mind,
so
we
what
are,
you
we
are trying
cool.
to say is friendship has this behavior at which one person does something for the other without depending on the person. I mean, without getting something with either.
Yeah, that's...
We are just friends.
Yes, that's how it is. But relationship, it moves with emotions.
You know,
like, see, this is the whole thing. When you hurt someone's emotion, it's very deep than the psychological part.
Hey.
Yeah.
So the psychological part is the friendship you're talking about.
The friendship part.
Okay.
But the emotional state. Yeah. The emotional state is the relationship. That's where people take it too serious, because when you hurt someone's emotion, Charlie, it's very deep.
Oh, wait, boss Ali, come on, boss Ali. Why Derek make serious like that?
Oh, like he's trying to understand. Like,
yeah, because he has taken it personal.
Yeah,
like.
Really.
I need to take it personal.
Yeah, yeah. So that's how it is. So most of the times, we, like, the normal dating people are using, right? They think it's straight up to relationship. No.
Mm.
You have to first study the person. Like, move with the person in a friendship
way.
Which
is the dating.
No. Yeah, the dating. You have to
that
move.
That is where I came in and I said, you know, friendship falls under relationship.
Yeah.
So, you know, as Joey said earlier when I was speaking, he said it's from a stage to another stage.
Yeah. Okay.
So you have to first understand about the friendship. Know the person's psycho way before you get into the emotion. Yeah, because emotionally you are playing with the person's trust. Unbelievable.
Nigga, Charlie, your hand to my eye, I go worry.
No, we don't just love someone. Loving someone is like right now is just to say it.
It's not rapture.
Yeah, like words speaks more than like actions. Actions speak more than words.
Listen, wow. If you Gandhi talk, I know it's like gay issue.
Oh, you know,
you make like say no, be Gandhi quote that.
So that's how the thing.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So my question is, you are saying it's a friendship is not having any psychological movement to it, like
friendship.
Just psychological, like
there's no emotion.
Yeah,
there's no deep emotion about it.
Two friends, a boy and a girl, have sex. Does it make it a relationship or like a dating? Does it change from relationship to dating?
Yeah, but what happened actually before you guys had the sex? Is it just something that came?
They were doing it off head, like the way you said it to me.
Like they were friends.
They were friends and they were doing it.
That means one of them was having the emotional state
good.
Of the other.
See. This thing you just said. This thing just said. Please pause it there. We'll talk about it today.
Mm-hmm.
You don't talk. If you talk, you spot everything.
Okay.
don't talk about it now.
Yeah, let's let Derek.
Because if you leave Joe, Joe will say it.
Okay, I think. I'm really taking this personal, you know. When you guys were talking, I was just quiet listening to everybody. And I think that there's a difference between friendship and relationship. The reason why I'm saying that is, I think friendship is a relationship between two people who do not depend on each other for making decisions.
Like
but,
what Nani said.
But are there for each other in the hour of need.
Okay.
Yeah, so like...
So you're putting more references on like the needing
I'm putting more light on there. The thing is, in a friendship relationship, that's how it is. Like, I don't know how to put it to understand.
Yeah, that's true.
You are not like emotionally attached.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like what you said, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
You're not emotionally attached. When it comes to making decisions, you don't put your whole being in the person's decision making. You can just give them a suggestion, but they should go with what they believe in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That is friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's like, Joey is my friend, and he has a situation, and he tells me about it. We have a talk about it. I tell him, yo, I think this is the way you should go about it. But anyway, whatever you want, I'm your friend. I'm with you.
All right.
Mm.
That is not emotional.
Mm.
But with emotional form, that is the relationship.
Relationship.
You know, when you're in a relationship, and you guys are into each other,
mm-hmm.
that is very emotional.
Into each other how?
Okay, into each other, that's what I'm saying, say, uh-huh. emotionally,
uh-huh.
you're into each other.
Oh, okay.
Meaning, say, if there is something bothering you,
mm-hmm.
right, it's very easy for the next, your next, like your partner to know, that is emotionally,
mm-hmm.
because imagine I have a girl.
Mm-hmm.
We meet up.
No. You have a girl. You have a girl.
Okay. Let's say if I'm with my girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to do. Let's say if I'm with my girl. And she knows me very well. I know her very well. Let's say we meet and I'm off. Like, I'm just giving her straight answers and all of that.
Mm.
I think the next question she will ask is, yo, are you okay?
Mm.
But you know, with friends, like... He has his issues.
Okay.
But come on, he's a friend. He's my friend. So, yo, what's up?
I have a question for you.
Okay.
The friendship you are talking about here is not about a girl and a boy only. Boys, mm-hmm. boys too can be friends.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So what if I'm your friend, I'm your boy, mm-hmm. and I feel, it's not like I'm feeling something, I'm feeling sexual intercourse with you, but I'm having this emotional connection with you. Yeah. But I'm not your partner.
Sure.
So the relationship comes in when we are too close to be like, we are brothers from another mother. That's the relationship we have with mm-hmm, each other. Mm-hmm. That does not mean, say, we're having sexual intercourse. But from what you're saying, it's like, a relationship is only about...
If you're buying someone.
Or, yes, or do you have something different to say about that?
As in,
like, is relationship all about... sexual... No.
He was talking more about the emotions.
Mm-hmm. Emotions is different from, what do you call it? Desire.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different. It's a whole different subject.
So boys can have
You can have an emotion but not a desire.
Okay.
When there is a desire, that's what ends up in gayism.
Yeah.
Let me put it that way for you to understand. Emotion is when you have a soft heart.
Yeah.
You're my friend, you get into your trouble. I feel hurt.
So that friendship,
you understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
But even at that stage you're saying you need to help him. Give yourself like 30 minutes off your head.
Yeah.
But in a relationship,
if it's a girl.
See, I'll go home and think about it. I'll even dream about it.
What I'm trying to say is, relationship is not always about a girl and a boy or partner.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Even like, females have that same...
Can I help?
Have that same vibe.
Yeah.
If, let's say, we are females and you have an issue. Yeah, you have an issue and things are not going on well with you. You tell me, I'll just give you my views. But when I go to sleep, I can't think about it all through the night.
Yeah.
But in a relationship, it's like we are deep into each other. We depend on each other. We share ideas together and all of that.
If you are talking about deep into it, Ayana, like, you bring seven to it.
Yes,
when I say deep, I think my listeners will understand what I mean.
Let me help.
I didn't go in the way like dramatic.
Let me help Johnson here. You see, relationship, there are four or more types of relationship.
We'll get there.
This is Joey guy. So, we allow Joey will say something.
Let me cut in here, Joey.
Okay.
There are about 25 types of relationships.
Hey,
that's the pieces.
Yeah, hey,
but those are the pieces. Yeah, but so we'll under those pieces, we have the four main types.
So when we get there, you'll try to know what you want.
Yes, what you want,
and your question will come.
Okay,
so for now, what I believe in a relationship and friendship is, friendship is meeting someone. Are you listening to me?
Yeah, yeah.
Meeting someone, talking to the person, and communicating with the person. That's friendship. And everyone can be your friend. Any person can be your friend. As long as you meet the person and be like, oh, I do this, oh, do this, then can I have your number so that we can talk? The person becomes your friend. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But when it develops into something else, it can be a boy, it can be a girl, then it becomes a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You can be with your friend. That's when it graduates to a bestie, because the person becomes more than a friend.
Yeah.
You understand? That's the relationship aspect
mm-hmm.
of friendship.
Okay.
You understand? So you guys have this relationship where even if you are eating and it's not around, you don't feel okay.
Hey,
definitely.
Yeah. Like the friendship, the relationship we are having here in the Ubab studio.
So if you get Boca right now, if you get Boca 5 series and you're eating and I'm not around, are you trying to tell me?
You feel worried?
Oh, yes.
You massa.
And listen, if I don't feel worried, at that moment, we are just friends.
That's it.
I'm not having that relationship with you.
Hey, Nana.
You call me and I'm eating, I'll be like, you come home.
Make a job. For that one day.
I'm having this relationship with you.
Uh-huh.
We become brothers from another mother.
We are you understand? It's connected through food. Aside that one.
Hey, Miguel, how can I share my girlfriend with you?
What the hell?
So, as I was saying, there's a clear difference between relationship and friendship.
Yeah.
And you guys were talking, you were saying, you were giving examples, and they were all true. But what you should understand is any person you meet can be your friend.
Yeah.
But a relationship
is different.
It's different.
Can't be anybody.
Nah, it can't be anybody.
Yeah.
That's when you bring people to your relationship stuff, your heart gets broken. You understand?
Can I say something? Yes. When the Bluetooth is pairing,
it's pairing.
But what I know about friendship is, it's when two friends.
I talk to.
Are drinking champagne, but on the ship. You didn't get what I said.
So you see, that's why that's why I come inside. My second definition: connection, connected by blood or marriage.
Before that connection, there should be an emotional state. Like that emotion.
The emotion should be there.
That's what you answered.
Okay,
that.
So
that is when the care comes in.
See, Kingsley, do you have anything to say?
Me, all what Johnson said, I agree with him. But then. There's this one thing he said that anyone can be your friend. Okay, personally, me any like any will be an madam for. Sometimes my mom can ask me, "Oh, this is your friend?" Can I like who? Yeah, no, he's not my friend. I just know him.
Your friend what? You mention someone?
Oh no, my mom. She can just be like, "Oh, when you went out, this guy came to look for. This is your friend?" I'll be like, "Oh, he's not my friend."
I heard a name.
Like I just know him. My mom be like, "Ah," but he comes here and you are like, "Oh, I just know him." Do you get me? You can just know someone and be cool with a person. I have people I'm cool with, but you are not my friend. Because if I'm to call someone my friend, there's this qualities I expect from that friend. You all said one thing. A friend is someone who helps when I need. Okay, and I also believe friends influence you more than family. You get me? Yeah, so how about you look for someone you can connect to on an emotional level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not in being a relationship, but like a male friend. Derek, when I meet you, you know what we talk about.
Yeah.
We connect on a certain level. When I meet Johnson, we don't connect that way. I have a way I can connect with Johnson.
Yeah.
When I meet Joey too, we always argue. That's how we connect.
Mm-hmm.
After the argument, I feel say Charlie, Joey was around.
Yeah.
When I meet Nani, when I go over to Nani's place, I have a way I connect with Nani. When we meet, we have a way we connect.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get me? So then Nani can use that connection in a way and say that, oh, these guys are my friends. Oh, this guy, I just know him.
Yeah.
Do you get me? I can do podcasts with you, but you're not my friend. Because you're,
Do
you get me?
Yeah,
but then when, you see, friendship, no relationship, like being in a relationship with a guy or a girl. That one aside, friendship, someone can be afar and just be like, hey, and go, like, I like the way you guys are friends with. Do you get me? Like, even two guys cry. Joey and I, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Joey and I, for example. People even think we are brothers.
Yeah.
Do you get me? Johnson and I, when we go out to buy food, there's this particular man that always be like, if we were twins and Kenya. Because when we go there, the way we worry her.
Stubborn.
Do you get me? Like, we have this way we connect.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to relationship, there's this saying that when love grasps the heart, logic leaves the mind.
True.
When
true.
Love grasps the heart, logic leaves the mind. When your girlfriend is in need or when your boyfriend is in need,
no matter what,
you get it for that person.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to connect with that. That connection has already happened already. From the time you guys started dating, to the relationship time, you've already connected. Into when a person is in need, see, come and fast, you help that person.
Yeah.
Trust me. But when it's a friend, when Derek tells me, Charlie, because I need 1,000. Even if I have that 1,000, I'll be there. I'll be like, hey, if I give this money to Derek, I know Derek will bring it to. But then, what if when my girl asks me, oh, Kwesi, I need 1,000,
bro,
I'll tell you, oh, you know something, give me 30 minutes, I'll send the money to you. I don't even care if she's going to give it to me back or she's not going to give it to me back. That's the connection I have with her.
The bond.
It's psychological and emotional.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to normal friendship, you can connect with that person on a psychological level.
But not an emotional level.
You can also connect with someone on an emotional level.
Without psycho.
But when a relationship, you give all the two to that person.
Yeah, yeah. For that one it's true. So what I'm asking here is without emotion, and the person is your friend and you're connecting with the person psychologically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you guys have something more than friends?
No.
No.
No. When I talk about psychological level, you see the type of things we talk about, you can't talk to Derek about it.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the day we're all talking about cameras and computers. You see how lost Derek was.
Yeah.
You see how lost Derek was. That's how we will connect.
That's it.
But when it comes to about I'm sure Nani was there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nani was
Nani was
there around. I'm sure if Nani was around, Nani also be lost.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about business stuff, strategy, how we are going to do this. If we all start talking, you see how the two of them will be loud.
Mm-hmm.
That's the psychological level we have.
Mm-hmm.
But when I can yeah, when you have friends, then you can't give all the two to them. Psychological, emotional is the heart and the mind. Between, I can give my heart to Joey, but I don't give my mind to Joey. Mm-hmm. I can give my mind to Derek. Yeah. I can't connect with my, like, you get me?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
When I'm a girl in a relationship, the two, all the two is with her.
What do you mean by a girl in a relationship? Because when friendship, is friendship not, like you said, classified as a relationship?
I get you,
I get you,
but the fact that I'm giving you all the two at the same time, you are more than a friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have something to do with
you. Okay, so, let's keep it here. Let's go for a break and we'll be right back.
Sure. Okay guys, we're back from the break. I know it's the English level is not coming. I know it's being educative. Now we're getting to the fun stuff and the guys are in here. Derek, please, what are you whispering to me? I can't hear you. The guys are in here and we're going to talk about how to make friends, okay? And through that, we're going to talk also about types of friends and the types of relationship. Okay, I can see some people's face have changed, but we'll still talk about it. The fact that you're here and quiet, we'll talk about it. But today, no, in fact, right now, we are not starting from Nani. Okay. We are going straight to Derek. And Derek is going to start for us now. So, Charlie, Derek.
Yeah. So, how to make friends?
Yeah.
I think we all have a way of living.
Okay.
Some are introverts, some are extroverts. Some are friendly, some are not friendly.
Can you explain the meaning of introvert and it? Because I don't know the meaning. Okay. I've heard it millions of times.
I think a person who is an introvert is someone who doesn't really go out much. Someone who doesn't mingle with the crowd.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay,
wait, so just understand the meaning.
Can you be, is introvert and antisocial same or similar?
I think it's similar.
Yeah, so you can be an extrovert and still be antisocial.
Oh, you're an introvert.
An introvert, you are not social too. Like, social life is everything around us.
So, like, antisocial is like the botanical name for introvert.
I know people who are introverts and social.
Really?
They don't like going out, but they like making friends. But they don't like going out.
They make friends at a particular point. They are interested in that part.
And
Do you know something?
What you just said.
Yeah.
You know, introvert people can make friends.
Mm-hmm.
But considering what they really talk about, the connection they have within each other.
Yeah. You know,
when
they
get
to
know, say, this, your vibe isn't my vibe.
They just
cut off. Like, they are done with you.
Yeah.
They don't continue with the
friends. Introvert people to play tonight, it's broken heart.
Yesterday I met up with a lady friend at a program, and then she was like all quiet, like everyone was having fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was like all quiet, all like sitting down, just being, you know,
herself.
Bored and then herself.
Yeah.
I was like, hello, come sit next to me.
And then
she just looked at me for like 2 minutes before she came, and then she came to sit next to me, and then
2 minutes, that's 120 seconds.
Serious.
Relax. Why?
Relax.
Why?
So when she came, and then, you know, I engaged her in a conversation, and then she was talking and all that. She was like, you know, the secondary school I went to. I was like, no. She mentioned that she was like, no, it's a mixed school. I don't think senior high.
Why do you know that girl?
And I was like, what does your secondary school make out of you being the lonely and then, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, she was like, yeah, we don't talk. We're just cool like that. I was like, oh, really? Okay, no problem.
So, Derek, you're essentially...
So, I think how to make friends.
Yeah.
I think you need to go on friend dates.
Mm-hmm.
That should be one. Most of us have at least heard of the blind dates. The idea of letting a friend play matchmaker and set us up with someone we've never met.
Okay.
Yes, I think going out on a friend's date
I'm coming inside again. Okay, so you are saying friend dates.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to use your girl as an example. Using you as an example.
No string attached. That's what you need to keep in mind when you're going out on the date. No. How to make friends, not how to meet someone you want to have a relationship with.
Let
me fair here.
Let me finish.
I know what you're getting to, so I need to stop you from.
So your girl tells you, I'm going out with Joey.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in the first place, you don't even know who Joey is.
Okay.
She just met Joey.
Okay.
And she likes the way she vibes with Joey.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going on a friendship date with Joey.
To make friends.
How are you going to feel?
Okay.
Be real.
Like, initially, I'll be like, yo,
uh-huh.
Who is this person?
Nigga.
She explains to me.
Uh-huh.
But the most important thing is, I'm in a relationship with her.
Uh-huh.
And we have the same mindset. We know where we are going to.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for you to go out there to do something that will bring a stain into our relationship, you need to think about it twice.
Okay.
There should be something reasonable.
Why would you go out and mess up when you know you have a relationship? For me, I'll just tell you, yo, I don't know who this guy is, but he's your friend. You're going out with him.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what we have. So if you're going out there to just be friends with them, cool. But if you know you're going there to do something else, think about it before you start doing it.
Okay. In fact, see, what you just said there is another topic. We'll get to that very soon.
It falls under trust.
Thank
Definitely.
You. And I said we'll talk about that one soon.
But do you know something? Relationship is very broad.
Okay.
From friendship.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you.
So now we are on jury, right?
Oh, okay.
I'm not done. We're still on how to make friends.
Yeah.
I start with going on friend dates. I think the next thing you need to be is to be like authentic, to be real. You need to be real to yourself.
To get friends.
Yeah. You know why? Sometimes when you go out and you're trying to fake your attitude and all of that, people see like, yo, what's up with them?
Yeah.
But normally, that's not how you are.
Yeah.
Just be yourself. Be comfortable.
Yeah.
And that way, friends will even like you. People you don't know will get
like
close to you. And that's how you can make friends.
Yeah.
Okay, so from what you are saying, you have to be... you have to have comfort into... I don't know how to say it, but...
Your English, yeah.
You have to have comfort into what you... I don't know how to say it, but...
You have to confident.
Yes.
That's what you need.
You
have to be confident in whatever
what
you
do. Okay.
You know,
so
when you come out to be genuine,
yeah,
automatically you become confident and bold. Have you thought of that thing?
When you are yourself, you feel free.
Yeah, when
you're
genuine,
you're
when you're yourself.
Naturally, you are okay.
Yeah.
That's
you know,
it. And
one,
wherever you get
one thing
to.
Too is when a person fakes in the beginning,
fakes attitude.
And later on you get to find out, it's like you're going to buy Cerelac and there's Gary in it.
You understand the vibe?
Who does this?
Yeah. Who does that? Like,
you know what I mean?
Who does that?
So like, I think being real with yourself from the scratch, I think that will even gain you more respect to have friends. And just not friends, so friends with respect.
Mm-hmm.
Not just, he's my friend. Nah. So I think being real is cool. And also, not taking things personal.
Yeah. Okay.
Not taking things personal.
Because
if you're in a friendship, relationship, and you want to take things personal, it won't end you well.
Yeah.
You just have to be not like, yo, let's flow with it.
Yeah.
I'm not in a relationship with you, you're my friend. You do something I don't like, I'll just tell you, but I won't take it too personal to my heart.
Fair.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Joey is cleaning his nose. Yeah.
You know, be easy.
Killer.
Big words.
Killer.
Yeah, so for me, how to make friends, I don't really see... Although what Derek said was, that's it.
Yeah.
But you make friends like normally. You can just meet someone, as Johnson was saying earlier on. You can just meet someone, talk to the person. From that scratch, you guys will be building something up.
Mm.
But when we talk about relationship, let me chip this inside.
Mm.
Relationship has some four kinds, like the steps.
Hey.
Oh yes,
it's not built on a silver platter.
it's having like four strong pillars.
Hey.
But before
four strong
those,
pillars.
Yeah, before now, those pillars will work on one. Oh, Charlie, 50 cities. But you see,
I can't do four pillars.
Yeah, so this are the whole thing. Is. See, let's be serious here. Johnson was trying to understand something. This is why I'll bring my answers to you. You see, the main reason why we always put dating aspect onto that relationship thing is if you are able to give that four all to each other, when you guys share all that four pillars, I tell you, that's where the real relationship is.
Wait, too. After building those pillars with the expensive cement, you have to share with the girl that she hasn't.
Yeah.
She didn't join herself with
you. No.
Build it together.
No.
Oh, you build a pillar together.
You build it together.
Like both of us have to share. You give me, I also give you.
Oh, okay.
Back on back.
But I want to know.
Yeah.
What are the four
pillars
you were building? But before that, do you know if the five of us here building these pillars, Joey won't suffer? His dad has a block factory, a very big block factory.
Oh.
So then he would have to worry about the cement and the pillar there is easy for him. Right now, he has 8 grams.
Right now, our pillars, we arrange them.
Hey.
Just put in the
Okay, so can you open our eyes on the pillars?
Yeah, so the four pillars, one is the interpersonal relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those ones are like how strong, how deep, how close,
friendship,
associated.
No. Or relationship?
No, relationship.
Okay, yeah. You're based on relationship.
Yeah, the types of relationship. And the second one is the correlation.
Hey!
Correlation relationship.
You wow. Nigga.
That's where the emotionals comes from.
Hey.
Like, you have to simply detect. I was your detector.
Bro, hey. Bro,
yeah,
bro,
you have to simply detect.
Did you learn a course on this? Because you're just saying off head and it's like, it's crazy to me.
To me, that's how the level is. It should be updated in that way.
Hey.
We don't just jump and be dating. Like, dating this girl. Like, I just saw the girl like 2 weeks ago. We are dating.
No. Counselor.
People have a lot of problem with that thing.
Hey.
Yeah, so let's just go on. Like, the next one is the semantic.
You niggas.
Please, I want to say something to Joey. I want to say something to Joey. I want to ask you, did you go to study a course for it? Because you are saying all this off head and I don't really get it.
Relationship doctor.
Are you
have to explain.
Yeah, that's why when I give
speechless.
You the point,
yeah,
I explain
it. Breaks it down.
Yeah, I break it down. So yeah, the semantic, it's like automobile.
Hey.
The connection is very easy. Let's say
Bluetooth.
Let's say if there is something that is bothering me,
yeah.
I have to share it with you, then we find a solution to that.
Yeah.
Not normal friendship. Like normal friendship don't do that thing.
Yeah.
You don't do semantic relationship.
Yeah.
And the last one.
Wait, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So if a girl meets me like a week and she starts telling me some things I need not to know. Like she starts telling me things like she was even going to buy
nigga,
a car
nigga,
and the car got spot.
It's simple, the girl likes you, you continue.
Oh yeah.
She
because
likes you.
So that's the kind of first feeling she has seen on you. Rashly, and yet
the pillar has already been built.
No. You see that you're not crying. That's the whole show. Yeah, you can't just meet the person and know the person too much. Sometimes it's not all that real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the last one is the romance. Like,
yeah.
Romantic. So you could see that when you're able to give, mostly we give all this for to women. Like it's opposite sex, male, female.
Okay.
But with the male and male, you give some, but you don't give all.
Oh.
No.
That's where the thing.
What if the person is gay? That one.
Yeah.
Then they can give all.
Gays, lesbians will give all.
So there are some things you can't cast it with someone.
There are some relationship that I can have with. I'm having with Kingsley.
Yo.
You can't have it with a girl.
It's not all of the four. That's the whole thing. So
when it's
a girl. It's
that's
not all of the four. Especially the last one. It shouldn't be the last one.
And
never.
Even the
like,
semantic.
You can't give
and
the
semantic.
Yeah. Be clear. You can't give the last. You can't give the last.
So yeah, that's the whole thing we should understand.
So if I have anything to say about how to make a friend,
yeah,
it's very simple. Friends are like, they are like, how should I say it? They are like the ecosystem.
Hey,
don't
explain like Tom and Jerry, because I know what you are driving up to.
That's why I try to keep it simple.
Okay.
Hey.
Look, it's like classification of human
Tom and Jerry. I said it again.
Oh, it's like classification.
Charlie, let's give him the floor. Yeah. Enjoy.
Let me talk.
Enjoy.
Let me
it's
talk.
Bougie.
Oh, it's like classifications, right? If you did science in school, you understand that classifications are like species of like other organisms, and they are arranged under.
According.
Before you can find a friend, you have to get a friend with your own species.
Hey,
please. So can you deep in that?
Yeah, because
so your species meaning the way you behave, you act, you relate.
Example: you don't have sense. You have to get a friend that doesn't have sense. Like, so that you guys can connect.
That's what I'm saying, Tom and Jerry. You didn't get me.
Yes. You can't be said. You can't be said.
So is that, wait, let me chip in here. So is that a reason why they say show me your friend and I'll show you my character? Exactly. I'll show your character.
Period. It's like finding, it's like I don't know how to put it, but it's like putting needles in.
Is that finding eggs or?
But you know one thing I like.
It's like putting a needle in a haystack.
What's in my head? What's this guy saying?
Yeah. That's what he was trying to say. Putting needles. What?
Haystack.
You are trying to say something.
I've forgotten what I wanted.
But you know one thing. You know one thing about Johnson.
What?
His English are like phonetics.
Hey.
You see, let me show you. Phonetics are, you see, when you open a dictionary, the word, how to pronounce the word. Yeah. So you try to figure out, then you pronounce it. So he's always like a phonetic aspect.
Hey.
Ah. So
you try to bring the thing out so that we'll figure how to pronounce the issue.
That's why he always is high. IQ level is higher than
That's why 18.3. Yes, that's why sometimes I explain things you don't understand. You wouldn't understand.
Okay, let's continue.
So what I was saying is, anytime you want to better yourself, anytime you want to make a friend, watch yourself in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like doing? Do you like making podcasts?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like singing? Do you like movies?
Wow.
Then connect with people like that.
Mm-hmm.
Friendship is like getting people that can make you better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Relationship is finding someone to build your future with.
Bam. Thank
you. That's why you have to find your classification. You have to find your classification if you are homo sapien or the other sapiens.
What the hell? No, yeah, if you're homo sapien, I try to tell you you can be friends with a mermaid or a goat or something.
Yes, because you're in the same class. meaning, if you're a homo sapien, or like let's say you're in the same species, you can have sex with a dog after the dog gives birth to him, something similar, because you guys are having one. You can have sex with an insect, right?
That's
how the human friendship is.
No, I want to come inside. First, you can't say an insect. You've not tried it, so don't say you can't. Secondly, come to think of it, Derek, you mess up. Secondly, you were saying homo sapiens. I just thought of something, and I mentioned mermaids. Mermaids are half human, half fish. So what would you call them? Like homo what?
Homo fishing. believe it or not, homo fishing. Bam. So what I was saying is, if you want to make a friend, look at yourself in the mirror, and tell yourself, okay, so me like this. You tell yourself, I like ICT, so I should be connecting myself. But if you say so you are going to make friends everywhere you go, just like that, you end up not finding who you are. You always be lost.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you think what this friend is doing will help you. Mm-hmm. Then you do it and it wouldn't help you. You be friends with scammers and they are doing scamming and you want to do something. You find out something, it's not working. Then you want to go to this one. No, just look at yourself, find yourself. Then make friends with people
it's like. It's like Facebook.
Yes,
friends you may know.
Friends. Because they are living in the same area.
Yeah,
they are
doing the same thing with them.
Yes.
You like reading, like watching movies, you like going out, you'll be having
the type of movies cry. You can't connect.
So, Kingsley, do you have anything to say?
For me, like making friends, just as I said, I can be cool with you. Even I can even watch movies with you, play games with you, but you're not my friend. You are someone I know. That I made it very clear.
Mm-hmm.
I can be doing things with you, Charlie. I can even meet you and we'll be talking about Charlie stuff we are both interested in, but you're not my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're only my friend when there's this connection we've all been talking about. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When someone asks me, oh, that guy in the church, that I was like, oh, Derek, yeah, that here is my friend. Why? What's up? Because when I meet Derek and we start talking about something, okay, there's this way we talk about a thing, like I say, we are doing the thing now, that, do you get me?
Yeah.
Is it like when there are these people, eh, when you are talking to them, a friend should be someone that's always lifting your spirit.
Yes, yes.
Do you get me? Even if you can't do it, cry, and your friend knows you can't do it, cry. They are so motivated that you can do it. Do you get me? Mm-hmm. If you have someone, eh, and that person doesn't lift your spirit, that person is your friend. Mm-hmm. Trust me. It's just someone you know.
Yeah, so...
Someone you know.
Do you get me?
So, you are trying to... you are trying to say what I said about the classification of, like, you have to find people in your own class to be friends.
Exactly.
So you can call someone your friend if the person is, like, relating, like...
Do you get me? The person is raising your spirit. You and I like this. There are sometimes you are broke. Easy. We can be broke sometime, but the way we're talking, if someone is outside, the person even think we have everything.
Yeah.
Broke decisions.
The day we have money too, we have how we talk.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get me?
Mm-hmm.
We can be broken and we'll still be thinking about going to KFC. Mm-hmm. But when we get a KFC, man, we'll never go.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you and I will connect.
What kind of reasoning is that?
Just to spoil something, when you are broke, you feel for everything.
Yeah.
But immediately you get the money,
you are cool, calm.
You just lose that interest. Feeling. Like
that
you
feeling
lose
is
everything.
Gone.
Do you get me? That's what I'm saying. When you have a friend that doesn't raise your spirit, if you are sad, and that person can make you smile or can make you see that sometimes I can't even help you. Let's say you are going through some financial problems, I can't help you,
yeah,
but then I'll find a way to make you feel okay.
There are some words I'll tell you.
Do you get me? There's this one thing I'll say that'll make you feel that, oh
yeah, you have a chance,
Charlie,
yeah.
This thing I can do it,
you can do it.
Do you get me? So first I go for people who can raise your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, if I'm smarter than you, can't be my friend. If I know, if always I'm the one feeding you with ideas when it comes to
so
this.
I want to say something. Yeah. Doesn't mean we are all smarter than you.
No, you are not like all of you are smarter than me. When it comes to business, I know you are smarter than me. When it comes to IT, you can't say you are smarter than me.
No,
in IT. Even in IT, we even have smartness.
It's like we connect from both sides.
Do you get me? Even in IT, Johnson knows something I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Joey knows something. It even shock you, not even know something in IT, I don't.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he's smarter than you.
Okay, so the smartness should be like less or equal to one.
Yeah, see, hey boy.
Your
formula is wrong.
Okay, you continue.
You see. Are we doing integers here?
Sure.
Okay, so, continue.
See, friendship and relationship. We said one was under one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Friendship is under relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like being in a relationship. You can't meet the perfect person. Forget
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to meet a guy who is all perfect or a girl
mm-hmm.
who is all perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You will have to fix yourself. We have problems. Everyone has problems.
Yes.
Problems they can't solve with themselves. They can't solve themselves.
But
you can.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get me? If I meet you and you're all perfect, I don't even feel good around you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get me?
You need to have some flaws.
If you don't have flaws, and if you don't have flaws, forget it. Even you now, you have a problem with everything because you feel you are too big for everyone.
You are too good to be true. Hey, it's too good to be.
Oh boy, why? They can't talk. Do you get me? It's like you help me, I help you. You fix me, I fix you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a friend is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Not like we going out to chill or we going out to do something. That doesn't make you my friend. I just know you.
Yeah.
Do you get me? And
mm-hmm.
if I continue talking, we'll talk some hour now. So I'm going to leave to the last person to finalize everything.
Chairman. So making a friend. How do you think you should make a friend?
Okay, so let me. When it comes to friendship, when it comes to friendship, we have three major types of friendship.
Hey,
three major types of friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
But that three major types of friendship, there are also other types of friendship that we should also know.
Hey.
Yeah, so I'm going to, you know, break down everything that you have all said here. So, under the other types of friendship, we have acquaintance.
Thank you.
Acquaintance.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You know what we all know what an acquaintance is.
Yeah,
okay, fine.
Yeah,
so, for Johnson,
my name is Johnson.
No, no.
It's not Johnson.
No.
For
this episode, it's Johnson.
It's Johnson.
I mean, why are you guys stressing my life?
An acquaintance is, let's just say, hi, like,
yeah.
I meet you, what's up, then we are all gone.
Yeah.
Acquaintance.
That's an acquaintance.
Yeah.
You get it.
Mm-hmm.
Then, after an acquaintance, we now have something we call a friend.
Uh-huh.
You get it.
Yeah.
A friend is, as I defined earlier, you know,
someone you have.
You have, and then you can move with, and then
can
you know.
Support you.
Yes. So that is the friend. Then from friend, we have close friend.
Thank you.
Meaning, anyone you meet can be your friend.
But not your close friend.
Yeah.
So Tom and Jerry are close friends.
But not
then they are besties.
No, Tom and Jerry, they don't fall under close friends.
They are
besties. Aside close friends, that's where the last one comes inside. That is where the best friend comes inside.
So they are best friends.
Yeah. Tom and Jerry are besties.
Without these traps.
Yeah,
that's why they love themselves. That's why.
When one leaves, then do you know how the other one feels devastated?
Yeah.
That's true.
So yeah. Aside, so we have acquaintance, we have friend, we have close friend, and then we have best friend.
Yeah. Wow. That's deep.
So now let's drop that one aside. We have friendship of utility.
The
pieces are under the main ones.
You should let this guy talk.
So I'm now coming in. So now we have friendship of utility.
Mm-hmm.
That one exists between you and someone who is useful to you in some way.
Okay.
Someone who is useful to you in some way.
So
we have friendship of utility.
Like connecting.
You get it.
Yeah.
That is between two people.
Yeah.
When one is useful to the other.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
get it. And then we have friendship of pleasure.
Benefited friend.
So I like the way Justin, when I say Justin looks at me like that, you know. So friendship of pleasure, that one exists between you and those whose company you enjoy.
So I was thinking pleasure. I mean, you understand pleasure.
No, it's all part.
It's a package there.
It's a package.
It's a whole package.
Mm.
So friendship of pleasure. Yeah. And then aside friendship of pleasure, that's where the last one comes. Friendship of the good. That one is based on mutual respect and admiration. Mm.
I don't know.
But don't they have friendship of fooling? Because. Okay.
That's where the pleasure comes. That's where the pleasure is a whole package.
Because now I was looking for our category. Yeah.
So I was looking for our category.
Yeah, I'm listening.
With the pleasure, I'm not saying I'm doing it too. So pleasure,
Let's talk.
Smoking or drinking.
Yes, that
the company you enjoy.
Yes,
you get it. So
I don't fall in any of them.
Okay.
You don't fall in any.
So those are the types of friendship.
Yeah.
We have friendship of utility, friendship of pleasure, and then friendship of the good. You get it.
Mm.
So under those ones, that's when we have the other types, the friend, the acquaintance, the close friend, and then the best friend.
Mm.
You get it. So I've now broken down everything that you all said. You have now categorized.
The way you brought up
the classification, the species,
so
and everything.
So you knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, I knew what you were talking about, my brother.
And all this while you were talking,
I was just all quiet, and then
because probably they didn't get you. No, wait. My question is, why did you break it down? Do you know the number of the amount of cement you bought?
No, so
you
were waiting for us. No, wait.
Yeah. We built the pillar, and
you're breaking it.
To build up the pillars,
so then you can break it down.
You're breaking down.
So now I'm gonna hit on the types of relationship that we have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we started, Joey was like, we have four main types of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, but you know, aside the four types of relationship, we have 25 types of relationship.
Hey.
But I'm not gonna hit on those, yeah. I'm not gonna hit on those ones because you know, those 25 types, they also fall under the four major types of relationships.
We don't want any breakout, nah, just the pillars.
Okay,
so, another types of relationship earlier, Joey said we have intimate relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Intimate relationship. Yeah. So, an intimate relationship is with an it's also an interpersonal relationship that involves physical or emotional intimacy.
Like you're paying someone.
You and someone are paying.
You get it. So, it involves physical or emotional intimacy.
Oh, you're paying like.
Johnson is trying to get a question here. Let me delve deep so that you get a question. So, you know, although an intimate relationship is commonly a sexual relationship, it may also be a non-sexual relationship involving family.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
No, intimacy and family.
What does he's trying to say? Let me break it down.
Okay.
For you.
That's right.
What he's trying to say.
Phenotics.
That is where my friend and acquaintance comes inside.
You understand?
That means
the acquaintance can upgrade itself to the intimacy.
The intimacy.
They can upgrade.
They can transform from high. to becoming friends. Yeah. Friends to
the yellow.
Minge.
So you get it. That is how the intimate relationship is. And then the two, we have the polyamory relationship.
What? Yeah. What?
Bro,
what the hell? Like,
bro.
Who does that?
No.
Who does this?
What is going on, man?
We have the polyamory relationship.
Yeah.
So that one is a type of relationship style that allows for more than one emotional, romantic or sexual partner or relationship at a given time.
Gala. That one is gala.
So when we say polyamory relationship,
it's gala.
Then most of us have to be real, I know this girl. This girl is saying, she has a boyfriend, right? But she has another guy who, like, he sends naked pictures to.
For what?
Meaning, he has this relationship with his boyfriend aside having this pleasure. And
is it for work? Because I don't
No,
That's what the girl is doing. Meaning the girl is having more than two emotional relationship, right?
Yeah, so she's in a polyamory relationship.
You have to write it.
So I'm breaking it out. Like polyamory relationship.
Polyamory. I want to ask something.
Yeah.
Why is that this PPPP thing?
Polygamy. So I'll say polygamy falls under polyamory relationship, because polygamy, that is where you can get married to two or more. A polyamory relationship is more of that. You see, that's why it didn't characterize on marriage, but it's a relationship. So when the emotion is there,
if I could understand. The emotional state like duplicates.
Yeah, it duplicates.
You get
one person can have two or more partners.
Yeah.
That is a polyamory relationship.
No, that's the emotional feelings the person is having.
He can have this two or more relationship, but he can also have this relationship aside having this. Like he can love two people, but he can confide in more, like one person more than the other.
Like a decoder.
What do you mean?
You don't understand.
Why are you saying like, decoder? You are confusing us. Mm-hmm. Okay, explain.
It picks one signal, but
yeah, it gives you different stations.
Yeah.
You see, I was saying, even though I'm smart in IT, there are some stuff these people know. I don't know.
Yeah, so let Nani continue. But if I'm getting you right, you can love two people, but can confide in one person more than the other.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, with a polyamory relationship, you know, that is where there's emotion, romance, and then sexual, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, you get
also,
it.
Also, there can be romance, but there won't be sex.
Yes.
No, you don't understand it. It says that it allows for more than
one emotional, romantic, or sexual relationship at a given time. But what I'm asking is the way you made mention of romance and sexual, meaning there are two different things. You can romance someone and don't
romance, know, romance or sexual.
Okay, or
you get it.
Yeah.
All right, so the third one is monogamy.
Mm.
Monogamy, yes. So that one is a type of relationship in which the people involved agree to have only one primary mate, romantic interest, or sexual partner.
Primary. Yeah. Yeah. That means there can be secondary people too.
Yeah, that's
the secondary was.
But he just said the monogamy. They agree to have. Okay, just one person.
They agree.
Mm. Okay.
Mm. Agree so, to disagree. So they agree to have.
Is that a threesome?
With monogamy.
No,
polyamory is a threesome for some.
Yeah.
Another one comes with different people.
Yes.
But this primary one is for only one
person.
Yeah, that's
so
why
one
on
one.
Primary. So you can even call the.
Okay,
the
what?
That's why I said it's a relationship style in which the people, that's the two people, that is the Kofi and Ama.
But this P word, Ankasa.
Why not Kojo and Ajua?
Okay, it could be Nani and then, you know. Uh-huh,
so Nani and who?
Mention the name.
Nani and who?
Nani and who?
And the other people.
Yeah, and the other people. You get it? You get it? Yeah, so they agree to have only one primary mate or romantic interest or sexual partner. And then the fourth one, which is we all know, is the platonic love.
Wow.
Hey. Is it in the Black Sails or like?
Yeah, yeah. Is this a red Black Sails?
You see when I say the P?
This P,
they have a lot of issues.
Yeah.
So with the platonic love, the two come together. You know, it's a kind of it's a type of love where there's no, it doesn't involve sex. There's nothing like
they come and drink blood on it. Like they
so, they can do everything together.
No, when I say sexual, when we bring sex or sexual association. Sexual association goes with kissing is also a form of sexual association,
yeah,
you know, that
leads
that,
to,
it leads to
yeah.
the cuddling.
No,
let's
put it this way, like no, deep kissing. No, I'm coming. Deep kissing.
One thing about Ghana guys is we don't know how to cuddle. Don't go and watch TikTok and relationship goes and come and tell us to cuddle. We don't cuddle. You do rough, you take three. Then you don't cuddle that. Sometimes you see the girls say to us that right now what I need is a tight
and a
cuddle. Cuddle me.
Ghanaian
boys don't
know cuddle. Ghanaian boys don't know cuddle.
You're joking. You know, who does that here?
Like, for you. Sure. You're not going to do it to us.
Hey, you,
Brenda,
you.
Brenda.
So, that's the fourth one, the platonic love. So, it's a type of love that is not sexual. You get it.
Yeah.
So, that one, no, it's just
platonic.
Pure, that is where the friendship comes inside. You remember what Joey said earlier, it's from a stage to another stage. So
that one,
let me just finish this tree. And you see a coco.
Ah,
so that's friends.
Okay, so
No, if you call, you don't have anything to do, but
anytime
you can do it.
And there is this understanding
that even if you do it, guy, it's cool.
Yeah.
The thing you didn't finish it. Fiakoko, Ochineria, and Sefie.
I have crazy friends around here.
No. The problem when you Fiakoko, Ochineria, and Sefie.
Nice.
The person is there.
So so those are the four types of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So.
So how to make friends? Do you have any?
How to make friends? Earlier, my brother here just said it all. You know, he said going on a friendship date,
mm-hmm.
being authentic,
okay.
you know, being real,
yeah,
you know.
Being real with you.
Yeah.
Okay. So, guys, please, time is really running fast. But last question. This one, the question is going out to anyone. The person who take it first talks.
Boom.
If Nani takes it, we all keep quiet for Nani to talk. Now, can a male and a female be friends?
Hell no.
No, it's not like they can be friends without any feeling attached.
Can I give you like
no
give me some minute
attached.
To explain something?
Okay.
Just some minute to explain
to Joey,
something.
To Joey.
This is the whole issue.
You're having 30 seconds.
Yeah.
30 seconds.
Friendship.
Uh-huh.
It's a process.
Okay.
You start from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, hi.
Yeah.
They get to somewhere.
Okay.
In the process that you get to know the person.
Uh-huh.
So like you guys can be.
Joey, the question I asked,
uh-huh.
let me put it this way. You're in a relationship and
yeah.
your girl has a friend.
Yeah.
In fact, a best friend and
best
is a boy.
Is a boy.
Or has a friend and
yeah.
is a boy.
Yeah.
Would you agree? How would you feel? Would you be okay with that?
When you let me
jump.
I'm coming. It's a hell no. I want to say something.
Yeah.
How would you feel that your girl and her phone is ringing, and you pick it up to give it to her, and you see bestie
with emoji.
I don't care about the emoji, but bestie.
Uh-huh.
And she picks it up, and it's a male talking.
And she gets up.
Oh, see, this
go
world,
talk to the guy.
In this real life,
yeah.
You can talk to a guy anytime. But the main issue is, you guys, let's say we are there watching telly or something, then. Your bestie call you that let's go out. How? Who does that?
I'll go ball. Okay.
Let Nani talk.
Let Nani talk.
All right. So you remember when I was talking about types of friendship?
Yeah.
I started with acquaintance, friend, close friend, and best friend.
Yeah.
A best friend is more of someone she can confide in.
Thank you.
She can tell her relationship problems to.
Thank you.
Whatever is going on in your relationship,
yeah.
she tells her best friend. So if her best friend is a male,
uh-huh.
trust me, you are 90%
out of the relationship.
You get it. Because if let's say this best friend
admires,
who is a male, also admires your girlfriend, and then
Bro,
The truth is, if the guy does not admire your girlfriend, it's your girlfriend rather who admires
the guy. The moment she starts pinpointing your boyfriend's errors. The guy will now start to take advantage. Let's say communication is not there. The guy is giving you that communication. Attention is not there. The bestie is giving that attention.
See, there's one truth about this male-female friendship. The truth is just one.
Are you sure?
One person likes the other.
Because of some reasons,
they can't be together. So then let's be friends.
Good.
Even on the normal friend scale, I wouldn't allow it.
Yeah.
Because
that person can be acquaintance, like you said. But you can't tell me you have a male friend. I don't even say I have female friends.
When they say they have a male friend, they make you understand it's in a bracket. I have a male friend. As in it's, one special person.
Do you get me?
So it makes you like, whoa, I should be the special person.
I just said something like, I can be talking to you and all that, but you're not my friend. I just know you. I just know you. Do you get me? Before I go into this relationship, I had female friends there. In fact, let me say it, I had female friends.
Yeah.
That I talked to. Do you get me? I talked to sometimes you can be 3 hours on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Even sometimes like around 12, someone can even call me and start talking. Oh, today I went out, I saw this guy. And all of them, there's this thing I notice about them. Because I give them that attention, they don't feel like going out to get a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because I'm giving them all what they will need from a guy, just that we don't have sex.
You get it.
And even that sex thing, if they are around and they are vulnerable, I can easily do that with them. Yeah, I know boys are bad.
Let me say something. You see, that kind of thing that you are saying, it's very big.
Yeah.
And it depends on how the situation is.
Uh-huh.
So I think we have to be careful with it.
Uh-huh.
The reason why I said hell no,
uh-huh,
let me clear it here. You know, there are some kind of situations. If it happens like that, then it's like you are already out of the relationship.
Vulnerability. Let's say
something like, maybe my girlfriend is having a bestie, mm-hmm, a male friend, like normal friends. Then they call, then you'll be like, hey, can we go out?
Mm-hmm.
You should know that maybe wababa be sramming.
Uh-huh.
You see. So like how?
Okay.
That situation can happen.
Okay,
let's say maybe normal talk. Or maybe at the workplace, you guys have it shouldn't be reasonable over there.
Okay, let me say something.
Yeah,
God in his own sense,
uh-huh,
and even human beings in their own sense, no,
uh-huh,
made men bath in one bathroom,
uh-huh,
and female bath in another bathroom.
That's it.
It's into
it should give you a broad meaning.
A best friend cannot be of the opposite sex without any attachment.
Mm-hmm. My brother, it's just like it's just like you put it. You know, petrol and fire doesn't go together.
You can't.
That is why they separate.
Yes, you know that you can have this kind of friendship at the workplace.
Uh-huh.
Like that one, Reggie,
let's say Reggie
vibes with me. You cannot be your best friend.
I have some few couple of friends.
I can't call
you. Let me say.
You're not friends again.
That is why that person falls under friend.
That's what I'm saying. That it should be the kind of situation.
I'm not under close or best friend.
Can I say one last thing?
Yeah.
I understand you saying you have a friend at work and that falls under friendship.
Yes.
A normal friend.
So it's a situation.
So I believe, say, you should get the word vulnerability out.
Yeah.
What you should do is you should discipline yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that
with whoever you say is your friend.
Let me tell you this.
Uh-huh. There should be a boundary.
Uh-huh.
Let me clear this out.
And you know
very
that
simple, very
I
cool.
have this particular friend, like a female friend, which I talk to. Like we can talk from like 8 o'clock.
Do I know her?
Oh, you guys may know her.
Hey,
you
can the same P again.
Oh,
is it P?
Operate. I said
talk.
A friend. Oh, I don't know more. Yellow.
Talk.
Like we can talk from 8 o'clock.
to
anytime.
12 o'clock.
But let me tell you something. The rest of the friends that I'm having, the female friends, like Reggie and stuff. Reggie won't call me.
Never.
Around 10.
She will call you.
But meaning the other friend, you have something like you want to do with her. You want to graduate
it's not like
from
we have
friendship
something.
To write.
We are friends. On the most serious note, it will grow.
See, yes,
that's
you,
the
you,
whole
you
thing.
Are
it's
expecting
scary.
It to
yeah.
grow.
See,
you
yeah,
are
so
expecting.
Maybe certain things like that. Let's say we are deeply in like in core shape.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be like someone is calling me at this time. Let me make
I have some stuff to clarify. Okay. If you're a girl or you're a boy in your relationship,
the person in a relationship with should be your best friend.
Yeah.
See, you are not allowed to have any best friend outside that relationship.
He or she should be the one you should
do you know it got to a time this bestie thing came to rise?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was because of social influence, of which we'll talk about it
very serious.
Yeah. See, people watch TikTok videos and relationship videos, and you can see two people kissing and they write "my bestie and I."
Mm-hmm.
The Ghanaian youth here took it to be a normal thing. I can't even kiss my best friend. I can't even be in the same bath with my you do that with my girl. You have her like Faneco.
Yeah, I respect
you
that. Yeah,
we do that with my girl Faneco.
And you know why I'll say that Faneco? Yeah. You know I say that Faneco because before it happened, before you guys got to the bathroom naked,
yeah,
you're my girl. You are going to a bathroom with a guy you call your bestie, and you guys are naked.
So
yeah,
this disrespected you.
That's exactly. Okay. There is no discipline here.
I'm coming last.
Wait,
year.
Relax.
There is no discipline.
Like, I beg you. The whole thing is discipline and that kind of relationship, the deep one, the courtship one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it has rules. When you break the rule with someone else, it's
Dory. That's Dory. Dory. Let's let's not dive into courtship because courtship alone said it's a whole different topic aside relationship itself. So
but like I'm trying to say
just,
that.
We get you. We get you. But let's just end it because the moment we enter courtship and all different matter, it's a different ball game altogether.
Do you know we have healthy relationships and like bad relationships?
Oh yeah, for that one,
yes.
But
relationship
because of time, we should talk about benefits of healthy relationships.
Oh,
right,
I think
let's manage simplify everything so that we continue from next week.
Bro, see, there's one last thing. Why don't we push this French this benefit to part two? There's one last thing. See, one last thing to end it. In fact, guys, I'm signing out with this one.
We have some shout outs there.
Mm.
I'm signing out with this one. Okay, if you're a girl, if you're a girl in your relationship and you have a bestie outside, and your boyfriend doesn't give you attention, leave the guy and go for your best friend. Just respect him.
Don't
stress your boy.
That's all.
He's not interested.
It's simple. And if you're also a boy in your relationship and a girl keeps telling you about her own relationship problems and you're giving her the attention,
you're already cheating on the guy. Yeah, because it should be a confined something.
When she starts telling you, you're not interested.
So,
okay.
So, healthy relationship. Let's just let Nani say
okay,
that.
Nani,
all right, so let me wrap up with this. Yeah, benefits of a healthy relationship. All right, so you know, when you're in a healthy
before you say. Please write it down, okay? Write the points down.
I wish each listener will be able to at least jot these 5 points down and then they'll be able to work with this and then at the end of the day would lead their relationships will lead to a better one and then also a good one.
Professor, all right, so
benefits of a healthy relationship. One, there's less stress.
Exactly.
There's less stress, you know. Being in a committed relationship is linked to less production of cortisol. Which is you know, the side students, Johnson would bear with me.
The
cortisol, cortisol, C-O-R-T-I-S-O-L, it's a stress hormone. It's a stress hormone in the, you know,
like
the human
body. Relating to stress, a very bad name.
That is science.
Yeah, so it's linked to less production of cortisol. And then the cortisol is a stress hormone. So, you know, when you have a healthy relationship, you are stress-free. Like, you know, it reduces stress. And then two, there's better healing.
Sure.
When I say better healing, the way you feel in your relationship, you also want others to feel same in their relationship.
You always have a good vibe.
You get it. So that's the better healing. And then three, healthier behaviors.
Wow.
Healthier behaviors. Exercising, eating healthy, you know. Babe, let's go for a jog. Let's go to the gym. Let's, you know, let's train. Let's go for a walk, stroll. Let's go for a vacation, a vacation, Bali. You know, Kuvuki. You could go spend like 3 days. You know, release stress.
About vacations. Am I the only one who has been to Aqua Safari here?
This guy is trying to say something. Who does these?
All right, so the last but one point. the last but one point, there's a greater sense of purpose.
That's it.
Thank you.
Greater sense of purpose. That's, you know,
thank
you. Yeah, you feel valued, you know, there's a sense of well-being, you know, that kind of thing. And then the last one, Charlie, trust me, if you have a healthy relationship, you have long life.
Hey,
true.
It's true.
No stress.
Hey. That's the point.
Long life.
Everlasting.
Remember my first point. Cortisol.
Everlasting.
Remember my first point. Cortisol. Stress hormone. So there's long life in there.
And
so that is my last. Yeah, you know, cortisol. Less cortisol. So.
Mostly you could see that the healthy relationship, normal bonk, cry number one.
You get it.
Like
90. Charlie, yeah.
So there was a problem. There was a problem with that relationship.
So, you know, Charlie, to wrap it all up. My brother said something, and Charlie, trust me, it's really eating into my head. He said, when love grabs the heart, logic leaves the mind.
That's great. Like,
bro, solid, like solid.
Okay, so we are ending everything here.
Yeah.
You can follow Yubab on Instagram.
We have some shout-outs.
Yubab on Instagram. Listeners. You can listen to our podcast on Apple Podcast, Anchor, Google Podcast. You can search for Yubab.
Right, Spotify is in Ghana now. So
yeah, so you can just download Spotify and look for Yubab over there. And you can follow me, Johnson Zoglo.
Hey,
on Instagram.
Johnson.
You can just type my name on Google and you get
me. Hey.
It'll redirect you to Facebook and everywhere, right?
I mean, what the hell? So, do anyone of you have any shout outs?
Shout outs to. If I can mention those in my friends in UK, US and Italy, those listening from this country, shout out to you guys. And Germany to Tracy, shout out to you. Chanel. wait. United Arab, it's Michael.
Yeah, Michael. From
yeah,
United
Michael.
Arab
yo, I said, Charlie, shout outs to you. I am really freaking out, boy.
Yo,
hey, so you go to Dubai.
I'll be you there, John. So you can also follow me on Instagram at _ Mark Joey. Like, shout outs to your majesty. Shout outs to Asumeniwa, Vicky,
majesty.
My sister. Yeah. Shout outs to Mr.
you can also follow me on IG on _ I'm King Koju, and I have a shout out. Today is my kid brother's birthday.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, brother.
And you can
brother.
And he's a YouTuber. You can follow him on Instagram on _hackman.
Kaja.
Yeah. He's there.
What the hell? Like,
just look for him.
X-Men. HACKMEN.
Alright, so I'm always the last. You can follow me on Instagram, richkid _nani.
99.
But don't forget this. You can comment on our Instagram page, like,
yeah,
what
comments.
You really want to do.
And
you can
also
tag us too on your stories and
we
love you guys.
I'm coming though. Since you're going to have a part two, and you can leave like DMs.
Yeah.
Let's say you have
question,
a story you want
dilemma.
To share, or something you're going to, you want to share, you want us to talk about.
We'll talk about it on the next show.
Any feedback
to help
just
you.
Drop it.
All right, so you can follow me at richkid
_99,
and then shout outs to our listeners in Windhoek, that is Namibia, and
yeah,
then South Africa,
sure.
And then America as well too. Yeah, so yeah, I just don't want to mention names, so let's just
left one person. Like, shout outs to Kinski, Canada. Yeah, Toronto, man.
Hey,
okay. So
Toronto?
Thank you guys for listening very much. Hey.
That's
all right, Charlie, you bob.